089 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell, 57. I knew several individuals attached to his family who were crazy. I have known his father to be a very eccentric man. It has been commonly understood in the neighborhood that Mr. Worrell attempted to commit suicide. He was at times so changeable that he shifted his focus from the study of divinity under Bishop Kent of Indiana to medicine and from one profession to another without any apparent reason. I have heard from common reports that his grandmother was eccentric on the subject of nicety. I have known several relatives of the Ringgold family who are insane. Professor R. W. Ringgold of Chestertown College was insane for several months. His brother committed suicide, and one of his nieces is now in the hospital in Maryland. Daniel Blocker. I knew Worrell in the years 1848-49 while residing in the town of Cumberland, Allegheny County, Maryland. He was then a wayward young man, without stability of purpose, and was not considered responsible for his conduct generally. His ambition seemed to soar above his ability to do what he would sometimes undertake. He lacked discretion and caution. He had the head of a man and the mind of a boy. Dr. Worrell, the father of Edward, was a very eccentric man while he resided in Cumberland. James Dunn, I was introduced to Worrell in Baltimore at the office of Robert W. Raisin and had considerable conversation with him regarding the several new states then settling Kansas, Nebraska, Oregon, etc. He became much excited on that subject and inflated with a considerable amount of gas. I found that I could not continue my conversation with him any longer and was requested by Mr. Raisin to stop the conversation. He must be an insane man, there being no difference of opinion on the subject of the conversation, as we concurred in opinion, and therefore there was no cause for excitement. Samuel Ringgold. I have known the prisoner from his infancy, though not continuously, due to not residing in the same place. He has at times shown uncommon stability and an unexpected, uncalled-for turbulence of movement and hasty impetuosity. He has evinced no manifestation of insanity except an occasional wildness and extreme excitability. I do not know whether E.D. Worrell has ever been afflicted with fits of any kind. I do not know that any Worrell was crazy except for a report that Dr. E.H. Worrell once attempted to take his own life by laudanum. I have heard that Dr. Worrell, father of the defendant, is rather eccentric. He was thought to be more than eccentric when he suddenly, without explanation, abandoned divinity after having prepared himself for ordination under Bishop Kent of Maryland. The defendant's grandmother was remarkable for nicety, but to what extent I do not know. It is not believed that every branch of the Ringgold family has presented some subject of mental aberration. The branch near Chestertown has. As for the Eastern Neck branch, one of the family shot himself and one has been insane and is now in a hospital.